Hi Debbie, it's week 9 of your weight loss journey and it's Wednesday the 5th of March. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, Lynn, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's been happening for you this week?
All sorts of different things. There's been lots going on, lots and lots and lots, all kind of a bit of a jumble really. Kind of lost my way a little bit. I think I'm getting back on track a little bit more, but yeah, it's all over the place a little bit.
Okay, so what sort of things are all over the place?
I think because of the work that we've been doing, lots of different things have come up for me, not just the weight loss stuff, but all sorts of different personal things as well, which is okay. Some of them have been a little bit testing, some of them have just been reality checks. And I think I've perhaps lost my way a little bit with the weight loss, in as much as my direction might have gone a little bit. But, you know, this is, what week are we on now?
We're on week 9.
We're on week 9. So, you know, I'm sort of like a rocket on my way onto the moon. My course is deviating a little bit, so I need bringing back on the straight and narrow.
Okay, so in the past, when you've had lots of different things coming up, how would you have behaved with food?
I would not have been able to concentrate on food, in as much as I would have just grabbed pretty much anything. And after I'd done that, there would have been big feelings of guilt.
Okay. So what's been happening for you this week with your food?
Well, I haven't always managed to get in the right meals, but the meal, in as much as I might have missed a lunch or something, but the meals that I have been having have been good food. Though I have to admit there's been a little tendency to have a little bit more bread, but I have been doing a lot more running around than normal. So that could be the reason why.
Okay. Because one of the things that you've noticed is when you're doing a lot of running around and you're doing a lot of physical activity, mm-hmm. that's one of the foods that you tend to eat more of when you're doing that.
It is, because I do get really, really hungry and I don't have a lot of time, so it's really quick and easy for me to grab a couple of slices of bread, pop them in the toaster and just have something like toast and jam, because it's quick, it's easy and it satisfies the hunger and off I go again.
Okay. So with the part of you that's losing your way, how do you feel that you're losing your way?
I suppose it's a bit, with the weight loss, you kind of get a little bit complacent to a point and you think, oh, that'll be all right. That won't matter this time because, you know, it will come off, kind of thing. And really, you're just kidding yourself. And I think the reason why is as well, because there's been so many different things going on. It's not that I'm not capable of concentrating on one thing at a time, because I can concentrate on more than one thing at a time, but it makes it more difficult when you've got a lot more challenges going on. It does make it more difficult to stay on that path. And you know, you can, unless you're constantly looking at things, you can get swayed and you can see why people don't stick with diets really, or don't stick with healthy eating or whatever, because life kind of comes along and knocks you off your feet sometimes. So, yeah, I think there's lots of different things going on for me at the moment. And so it's making me stretch myself with my concentration on the weight loss.
Okay. When we started this journey, we talked about having a piece of clothing or an outfit that you wanted to get back into, hanging on the wardrobe door, so every day your mind saw it. Have you been doing that?
I didn't at first, but I did this week. I think you may have even reminded me to do that. So, yes, I did this week. I picked out an outfit that's just a kind of like a casual outfit. It's just a really nice pair of jeans that I love, and a nice blouse that I really like, and a pretty little jacket as well that would go with it. And so I just picked out that outfit, and yes, I have hung it in a prominent place in my bedroom so I can see it all the time. And actually that is starting to make a difference. It's starting to, because I obviously spend time in the morning, time at night in my bedroom, and it's the first thing I look at, and it's the last thing I kind of go to sleep looking at, if you get my meaning. So yeah, that's making a difference, looking at that, but that's only been the last day or so.
Okay, so the purpose for that is for your unconscious mind to constantly see something that is your goal. And eventually there'll be a part of your conscious mind that doesn't even see the outfit hanging on the wardrobe door. But every time you walk past it, it's a bit like a reminder. This is where my mind's going. This is where I need to be going to. Because if your mind doesn't have a destination, it doesn't know how to travel the journey. So what you've done now is you've given your mind a destination that your body needs to fit into that outfit. So at an unconscious level, every time you walk past that, it's a bit like a flag coming up saying, okay, this is the goal, this is the destination, this is the goal, this is the destination. And what you need to do is on a weekly basis try it on.
Okay,
by trying it on, you're putting it onto your body and you're reminding your body that it's not quite at the size, so it needs to get smaller until you get to a point where there is a day where you can get it on and wear it. And as soon as you get it on and wear it, then as you walk around all day wearing that piece of clothing, you know you've achieved the goal. You're wearing it, you're feeling it, you're believing it, you're experiencing it. And every time you walk past a mirror, you're then re-reminding yourself, oh, I've got into the outfit, I've achieved it. And then that's when you put the next one up that you want to get into.
Right, oh, okay.
Okay, so it's a bit like a vision board, but it's your own personal vision of how you see yourself at your ideal size. And
okay.
So your unconscious mind is constantly watching and looking at that.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's one outfit. And there may be something that you've got that is maybe an inch too tight that you'd like to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so perhaps hang that thing up.
Okay.
And then that's an even shorter term goal, because if you've got something that's just a little bit too tight this week and you've tried it on, you know it's just that little bit too tight, and you know, you've got to breathe in and stand up really straight to be in it, you're actually saying to your mind, okay, by this time next week, I want this to be comfortable. And then a week later, try it on.
Okay. I'll do that.
And then,
yeah, because the outfit that I've picked out, I picked out an outfit that I would like to wear as my end goal.
Okay. So we need some stepping stones before the end goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I so that's your homework for this week. To find that thing that's just that little bit too tight. And then we'll see next week whether or not you can get into it.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you're doing there is you're setting your mind and your body very small challenges that are achievable.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I can see that.
Good. So we'll work with that for a week and let's see what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
All right then.
Okay. Bye, Debs.
Bye.